Panelists on our current affairs program Focus have kicked against the involvement of unregistered intra-party private security personnel in the country's body politic. The panelists from NDC, NPP and PNC also expressed reservation about profligate spending during elections. A member of the NPP's communication team, Francis Ebomensa, revealed that the invincible forces of the NPP is registered, but insisted that the state security should play their lead role and be fair to all parties.
If you will compromise the security of the state, that of the political fortunes of the sitting government, that is what you get. The point is, we have security in this country, the military, the police, and other security organs. And one constituency election, that the population of the voters are not even up to 50,000. And then can be this magnitude of fight, infighting between both political parties, and the security apparatus will be sitting down unconcerned. Then what happened when he comes to a constituency that is situated about 120,000 in Kwete Kwale? If we are having a by-election in Kwete Kwale with a population of 100,000, how can the security apparatus also work? The point is, everybody knows that MPP is referred as quote, you're always in quotes, you're always gentle. And people know for fact that when we are talking of the aggressiveness of election in this country, it is NDC. But if we push a man to the wall, or there are some saying, if you take my leniency to be my weakness, the day I will react. That is the time that we say, Sakwasienitia na agregu. So I believe and I think that the security that we have in this country should be up and doing, should be seen doing their professional work. Talency can be governed by just 2-3 police officers with 1 military officer. Talency can become, how can a talency by election, a whole minister of interior will be standing aloof and private security men will be shooting?
Member of the NPP communication team, Ebomensa, and aspiring general secretary of the PNC, Henry Asante Haruna, called on parliament to strengthen its checks and balances and organs to ensure that parties in government do not abuse state resources in elections.
This is quite an interesting issue. Naturally, let's all admit, why private security in the first place if you have a standard security force that are accepted by all and sundry? In any case, that does not also negate the concept of having a security apparatus, because they were private security, they work in tandem or under the tutelage of the national security. Because I don't think any private security without registering your arms will be permitted by law to just go haywire. It wouldn't happen. Again, I'm reiterating on this course that let the national security force act and act decisively when they are seen to be doing their work the right way. Naturally, they are human institutions. I don't think any Todding and Harry within the private security can take the law into hand. I'm hearing from other quarters that in Tongo, where the NPP had their offices, people are alleged that they blocked the route. Invariably, there's a police officer there. There are security personnel there. If it is true that they blocked the route, I think that is even an indictment on the integrity of the police service. Immediately, it should have been quashed. And people who did that should have been behind bars and today probably facing prosecution. If it is not true, and people are also alleged, they put the integrity of the forces at bay. That is very dangerous. I am not an advocate of mayhem. I'm not an advocate of private forces trying to take the law into their own hands and doing anything. Again, on the concept of monetization in the system. You see, if we have a system like in advanced nations, where state monies are regulated by the state and known by everybody, it will be difficult for individuals to dip their hands into state coffers and then come out and tell at the end of the budget allocation that the following year we had a budget deficit. You see, these are the causes, because the checks and balances are not working. Let's have a motion. Let Parliament make it a point that every password that comes from the state is regulated and used for that purpose. But we have a system where the sector ministry, or for that matter, the presidency, have a leeway to operate because the constitution have made it so. We need to sit back and make sure that every person that goes from the state is accounted for. Other than that, this policy of monetization will never stop. Because every president, take it or leave it, would love to have a majority in parliament. I'm looking at the day when the president will have a minority in parliament and let's see how the regulation operates.
Henry Asante Haruna is an aspiring NDC, I beg your pardon, aspiring general secretary of the PNC. A member of the NDC, or say PC Anto, advised against attacks on the police and other security agencies during and after elections.
If political party rest will not tell the truth to Ghanaians, I would strongly wish that the independent bodies, Kodewo, the religious bodies, whatever, will be more active in providing the people of this country the neutral minds that actually reflect the situation on the ground. Because all the radio stations and the TV stations, I don't think any of the reporters accused the security. And with the assurance that the security people will give a press statement as to what they saw, the conduct of the elections, I wouldn't want people to actually take the security as if they were relaxed.
from my own monitoring, whatever. The security did the best they could.
And if people actually say that the security looked on for some cities of this country to be shot at, then I'm afraid it doesn't speak well of us as a nation. What I'm saying is this, that as a cadre, I wouldn't want any president that will be influenced by even just a grain of salt, because that does not augur well for the full development and realization of our political goals. Some of us have toiled to bring this country this far, and if it came to accusing and finger pointing, then I'm afraid this kind of politics is not good for us. We better find a new way of doing politics to churn our democracy.
That was a member of the NDC or say PC Anto ending views of panelists on our current affairs program Focus. We have been joined on the line by poster and managing editor of the Daily Dispatch newspaper, Ben Efson, for his analysis of the outcome of the by-election. Good afternoon to you, Ben.
Good afternoon.
Well, in Akan, we see Ejebu, Ejebu, and yesterday we witnessed the by-election, and a winner has emerged in the camp of the NDC. First of all, what is your impression about the whole enterprise?
My only surprise was the high tenor, 66.2. That was very, very high.
What were you anticipating then?
Average of 50% maximum. Because for almost 40,000 voters, I expected maybe 20,000 to turn out, 24,000, almost 24,500 turned up. And that is quite high. The average of the last three by-elections before yesterday was about 46%.
What do you think had accounted for that huge number? Do you think the monetization advisedly being used that we're hearing about may have contributed perhaps to the high turnout?
I don't think that. You see, people often exaggerate the impact of monetization. If monetization is the beginning and end of winning elections, incumbents can only have lost in 2000. I think that the presence of Nanado for the MPP, the presence of John Mahama, and the former member of Parliament, John Tia, actually helped the turnout to increase to this level.
Well, did the result match your expectation?
Well, I wasn't surprised for President Mahama and Akufo Addo to say that victories for their parties will be a harbinger or a forerunner of 2016. I think that both of them were very wrong. But this is a relatively safe seat for the NDC, and the results cannot be used as a litmus test for 2016.
Well, and so talking about the MPP, what are the factors do you think contributed to their fall? You've already indicated that it's a safe seat for the NDC. They managed to wrestle it from the NDC in 2012. What do you think may have caused their downfall this time round?
Well, this time round, because the NDC was united. In 2012, the NDC was not united. That's the reason why the NDC, and that is why Mr. Mussori jumped and became a chief. But if you waited to 2016, and the NDC fell a unified candidate, there was no way MPP was going to win that seat. Just answer the question.
Well, Ben, the PNC candidate is crying wolf and is also trying to go as far as to the Supreme Court, you know, for a recount to be undertaken. Do you think his crying wolf is justified?
That is his constitutional right to find an excuse for his defeat. The Supreme Court is open to him. Because in terms of, if, for example, they are using rejected ballots as an example, a little over 800. Since 2000, the average of rejected ballots in Talensi for the past four elections has been around 780 to 790. So if there's over 800, over 880 rejected ballots and you are crying wolf, it's your right to go to the Supreme Court for its interpretation. I think that past election results, if the PSC did well, the average has been 20%. So they are right to go to court, and that I don't have any problem. So I doubt if that will change, because I'm surprised they are thinking they would have won the seat. I'm very surprised.
All right, Ben Efson, I want to thank you very much for sharing your thoughts.